Well, hello, everyone. This is the Soul Train Health and Fitness segment on WGXC 90.7 FM. How are you doing today? All right. Well, we're going to jump right into an interview with another great guest. And our guest today is Bethia, B-E-T-H-I-A-H, Rosa, who's a Hudson resident who is a health and wellness coach. And today, we're going to be talking about weight management. There are so many people interested in that. So, Bethia, thanks for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, yeah, it's great. So, you're a health and wellness coach. One of the things you deal with is weight management. I guess you know of a lot of people that are struggling with that issue. Why do you feel weight is such a big issue in this country? Why are so many people having a problem dealing with their weight?
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of confusing information out there on diet and nutrition and all things wellness. But what we're really starting to see now in the wellness community is a shift. And that it's not just about diet and exercise on their own. It's not just calories in, calories out, or a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. What we're really seeing now is that we have to focus on quality, the quality of the nutritive foods that are on our plates and our non-food sources of nourishment for our bodies that are coming off of the plate. So not just diet and exercise alone, but incorporating more balance within our various lifestyle factors. So these would be, for example, we've got like sleep and your environment. Check in with your mindset, your creativity. How's your physical exercise going? What about your spirituality? Do you have creative outlets? How are your relationships, your career, your life's purpose? So if any one of these things is, you know, out of balance, you might be struggling with your weight loss goals.
So this is what you would call a holistic approach.
Absolutely.
To weight. And do you feel that the mistake a lot of people make is they think only in terms of calories? Is that basically your basic point here? That
yeah, that's one theory, is that idea of a calorie is a calorie is a calorie, but we have to focus more now on the quality of our foods and eating real foods. So not as much processed foods. Processed foods are on the rise and they're everywhere, and it can be difficult to navigate your way around that, especially at the grocery store. But we are so lucky in this area. It's such an incredibly agriculturally rich area that we have access to the most amazing farms, the most amazing vegetables and meats and all sorts of things like that.
Okay. Well, you know, you're sitting here next to me. You certainly don't have a weight issue. Give the listener an idea. What did you eat yesterday? What were your three meals like? I'm just curious.
Yesterday. What did I eat yesterday? I had a smoothie for breakfast. I think that I had some leftovers from dinner. I had vegetable curry with a sweet potato for lunch. And then for dinner, one of my other jobs is I work at Hudson Food Studio, and they have amazing food. They're also sourced from our lovely local farms. So I had a nice piece of duck and fresh local arugula and some avocado.
Wow. That sounds good. Yeah. All that stuff. And you felt it was filling enough, evidently. Mm-hmm. Okay, now you didn't cheat and have two scoops of ice cream that you're not telling us about, or?
Nope.
Awesome.
But I can understand that's another one of the issues is around weight loss is hidden sugars. I mean, there's hidden sugars in almost everything we're eating today, if it's canned vegetables, bread, pasta sauce. So you really have to be diligent if you are going to choose processed foods to flip the package over and look at the ingredients. Avoid added sugar, high fructose corn syrup, some artificial sweeteners. Watch out for starches in the ingredients and such.
And it sounds like a big project to do the watching, to flip over every package that you're thinking of purchasing, to go into the supermarket, having to be ever vigilant about what you might be purchasing. Is there an easy way to approach that part? The part where you're actually buying your food for the week?
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that intelligently?
Yeah, so I can absolutely understand how this can be overwhelming when you're first opening the door into trying to live a healthier lifestyle for yourself. And there's a couple of tips that I can give for that. One of them is if you're at the grocery store, you might have heard this, stick to the perimeter of the grocery store. So you want to be shopping in the fresh produce section, the meats area as well, if you choose to consume animal protein. But another guide, and this is, I recommend this book actually to most of my clients, is a book called Rich Food, Poor Food. And it's a grocery purchasing system. And what it does is it goes through every aisle of your grocery store, and it gives you tips on what you should be looking for within each aisle, which foods to go towards and which foods to avoid. Jason and Mira Kelton have done a fantastic job with making it affordable to eat healthy too. They've gone and contacted various food companies and gotten coupons. So you can go online and download these coupons with the purchase of your book and eat healthy for less.
Is there any information about this on your website at BethiaRosa.com?
Yes, it is under my resources tab.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, before we started recording, you mentioned a word to me that I've never heard before. Bio-individuality.
Yes.
So tell us about bio-individuality.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is another reason why some people are struggling with weight, is because there is no one right diet for everyone. While one person might totally thrive on a particular diet, it could spell out catastrophe for somebody else. So bio-individuality, you're going to be looking inside and just dropping into that space, figuring out what your body is and is not in agreement with, because you are unique.
Okay. So let's say that I'm trying to, and I am, I need to shed about 7 pounds, and I think about it, but I'm not being that successful. You know, I'd like to do a little more exercise. I do quite a bit, but there are other things on my agenda. So, I mean, how would I really know for sure what I'm doing wrong, besides the obvious of eating less? Is that the answer? Sometimes just eat what you're eating, but eat less of it?
I think that more than eating less, that quantity piece, we want to steer people towards quality. So I really don't count calories. If I'm eating real foods, and that is unprocessed, in their unrefined, most natural state, local and organic, if possible, you know, that I don't really look for quantity as much.
Okay, so getting back to your description of what you ate yesterday, how did you decide on the portions of those three meals?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is it just a matter of, I think this is enough to satisfy me, or do you just fill the plate up with food? How do you decide portions?
For myself, I try to eat when I'm hungry, not when I'm upset or if I'm in a rush. I think that's important to, avoid overeating. My portion sizes also, I try and fill my plate with as many fresh fruits and vegetables and quality proteins as I can.
Well, that sounds very, very reasonable. So I think what we're getting out of this, folks, that it's not always counting calories. The quality of the food matters, and your your general approach to how you live your life matters, the holistic approach. So thanks for being with us today. Our guest has been Bethiah Rosa. She spells her first name B-E-T-H-I-A-H, health and wellness coach here in Hudson, New York. And she's got a website at BethiahRosa.com. So thanks very much, Bethiah, being here. Maybe you'll come back to talk about one of the other things that you get involved in as a health and wellness coach
sure,
in the
I
future.
Would love that.
All right. Well, thanks, folks. Been real.